The next one is hope. Now, this one I've received a few times, this word. The first one I wrote during the winter show was about how I have hope and I didn't used to when I had this really bad bout of depression. But for this one, I decided to write about the hope that we have or don't have or we need in this period of uncertainty regarding coronavirus. So here is hope. It is very hard to have hope when everything is so uncertain and you almost don't know what to hope for. That's what having anxiety and depression is like. You're so uncertain, you're constantly worried, you overthink and overanalyze everything. You're paranoid about everything you do. You're stressed all the time and you're almost afraid to hope. At the moment, everyone is experiencing what I feel on a daily basis. But the main difference is that people have a lot more hope than I do. They hope to get through this, they hope to survive, they hope to cure this. They hope that when this is all over, everything will go back to normal. I hope that everything will go back to normal, but normal clearly wasn't working if this was able to happen. I hope that the world will be better afterwards, and that we will have learned from what happened and make sure it will never happen again. I hope people see how their countries handled the crisis, and that those leaders who just let their nations die live to regret their mistakes. I hope that people come out of lockdown with a better understanding and with more compassion than they went in with. I hope that the NHS receives some more than clapping once a week for everything they have done for the country. I hope people are a bit more cautious and a bit more mindful of their actions afterwards. I hope those who lost loved ones to the virus have the chance to mourn properly with their friends and family afterwards. I hope I still have hope at the end of this.